1LU mobile.
Just going in the quick check, Charlie. You'll get right back to you.
I'll be here.
82 BOR mobile.
Guy in front of me was trying to pay for a drink and a bag of chips with a credit card, and it wasn't going through. And he was insisting on the guy using it. It turned into, it seemed like forever. So finally, I know the guy's name behind the counter. I said, Matthew, here. I handed him $2. I said, keep the change. I said, have a nice weekend. Oh, boy. The guy looks like he's from the Middle East, the guy that works there. And he's got a name like Matthew. I think that's kind of funny.
I go through that same stuff in the quick check where I go. You know, they got all these cards in their pocket, and they're going through this one, that one, this one, trying to get something to work. It's aggravating sometimes.
Yeah, I can see if you have a big grocery list, you want to charge it, but geez, you got to charge a bag of chips and a drink.
You know what it is, too, Charlie, in some of these areas, people just don't want to carry cash with them anymore. It's getting so bad.
Yeah, well, I don't think this guy had to worry about that. He was like 6'4". He was a big dude. I was almost ready to pay for him, just so I could get going. But he looked like he had enough money that he could pay for it himself. But anyway, that's over with. Now I'm on my way again.
I love the people in this quick check. They're there checking out. You've got 4 or 5 people standing behind them. The other night, the guy decided, oh, I gotta get some more stuff. He walked away from the counter and went shopping again, and we're all standing there.
Yeah, I've had that happen, but usually the guy behind the counter takes me. You know, because I'm only getting a cup of coffee, or, you know, a container of coffee. It's like $1.80. So he takes my money, gives me my change, and I go on my way. I guess he enters it later. But yeah, no, that can be a real drag. That happens at the supermarket a lot, too. Got another pet peeve. That's people that drive in the fast lane and go slow. And then they won't move when you come up behind them.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I don't know what the laws are in Connecticut and New York. But in New Jersey, it's state of the right except to pass. If you're on the Garden State Parkway, I know they do it. But if the troopers really want to get technical, they can give out a lot of tickets.
I'm not sure exactly what the law is. It should be that nationwide. That seems like a common sense kind of law. Or at the very least, if you're going to be in the, what would that be? That would be the left lane, I guess. If you're going to be in the fast lane, you got to go fast. You got to keep, you at least keep up with the flow. But don't drive in the fast lane, 20 miles below the posted speed limit, which is usually slow enough as it is. It's 50 on the Merritt, and probably the same here on the Hutch. So this guy was going like 40 miles an hour, and wouldn't get out of the way. That really annoys me. But I didn't want to flash him with my brights. I was close to doing it, and I said, ah, hell with it, I'll just go around him. But sometimes, you know, if it's daytime, you know, drive time, and a lot of traffic on the road, you know, you can't go around the guy. Because you'll get behind somebody going slower. So that really gets frustrating. I've tailed guys, gotten real close to them, trying to edge them on the move. Sometimes I wish I had a big SUV. That'll really get them to get out of the way. Makes it a little bit easier than looking for it in the menu. I think when you install it, it automatically puts one on the desktop.
I don't remember. I did it so long ago. And waiting for that license stuff to get it right, I don't remember.
Yeah, don't bring it up until I get there. I'll bring it up because I want to go through right from the start. That way I can see exactly what it's doing. Well, the first thing we'll do is we'll go into the Echolink test server and see what we can do with the audio on that headset. If I can't do anything with that, then we'll go, we'll try my headset.
I did all kinds of adjustments, and here I go, going through the 900 side. It was chopping out.
Change the mic gain on it at all?
Yeah, the mic gain I have to lower through the program in the computer, you know, the input, you know, where I plug it in.
The mic gain adjustment in the program, in Echolink program, too. There's a couple of adjustments you can make in Echolink. How does your headset plug in? Is it a USB?
No, it's an older headset. I plug it in on the top next to the USB ports. It's got the old 8-inch stereo plug, three connection on each plug, one for the headphone, one for the speaker.
Okay, mine's a USB, so if we use mine, we'll have to plug it into the USB port.
I'll show you what's going on here, because I don't like, I'm hearing myself back in the headphones, and I don't know, something's weird, something's going on. I think the problem is with my headphones, to be honest with you.
Could be, because you got an older set of headphones for sure, if they have that, that kind of a plug on it. You know, all the newer ones are usually, you have a USB plug on the end of them. So we'll check it out.
These headphones date back when Debbie was working for Mutual Benefit Life at Newark, and I forget when they closed.
Well, those don't work, and mine do. You can keep mine. And, because I don't use them really anymore. I haven't used them from the house since I got this phone. I can just use Echolink right from my phone, so you're more than welcome to use them, you know, indefinitely.
Hey, we'll see what happens when you get here. N1LU, KD2VOR.
N1LU, mobile. Jeez, my freaking shoulder's still killing me. I haven't been able to shake it. I put two 30-pound top rounds on my shoulder the other day and carried them, into my room from the back, and that might have done something, aggravated it even more.
Don't you guys have carts or something there that you can put stuff like that on a cart and wheel it to where you're going?
Yeah, we do, but you know, it was sort of spur of the moment. I was only going to get one, and then I said, you know what, I really need two. So I just grabbed two, hoisted them on my shoulder. It was no big deal. You know, they weren't that heavy. And once I put them on my shoulder, it was easy to carry. But, you know, stuff like that, especially the older you get, can cause problems later on.
And I would imagine that these things were nice and cold and going right into your body. Yeah, that'll help.
Oh, yeah, they were nice and cold. A lot of times when I do something like that, I'll end up straining my back a little bit and then have a problem for a couple of days with a back issue, but just went right to my shoulder this time. No, because it's a weak point on my body because of that rotator cuff situation that I have. I may have to take care of this if this doesn't go away sooner than later. I really don't want to go through this because I know what they're going to start off with. That's therapy. And therapy is a drag for me because I gotta go there after work in New Jersey, more than likely. They probably won't give me a therapist in Connecticut. Spend an hour there and then head home. You know, I wanna go home. That's it. Period.
But OU KD2. Subio are here, but I think you'd rather get it taken care of now while you're on the job than have to do this when you're retired. Get it while you're you're covered under insurance and everything.
82BOR N1LU. Yeah, oh, absolutely, absolutely. And the way it's feeling now, I may end up having to talk to them next week. Get the ball rolling. It's a very slow, tedious ball. You know, first I have to go to the clinic, have him evaluate me. Then I have to go to a workman's comp doctor, and then he'll decide what to do from there.
Yeah, look at the stuff I went on with my insurance. I think I finally got my insurance card in the mail yesterday at my house. I didn't open it up. I'm going to let her open it up and hope to God the right primary doctor is on it this time.
All right, sorry about that. I just cut off a convoy, not purposely. And it was a convoy with a cop involved. I thought for sure he was coming after me.
Yeah, I was wondering what happened to you, unless you were just taking a long sip of coffee.
Oh, just on my approach to the lower level, just before, you know, just getting underneath the apartment, there was some, what do you call them? Plow, you know, work trucks, you know, like you see on a construction site, you know, with their flashes going real slow. And I didn't think anything of it, so I just passed them on the right, which I'm allowed to do over here. And then the next thing I know, I see a cop right behind them with his lights going and his siren. Turned his siren on because they wanted to move over to the right where I was, but I just squeaked by them, thank God. Otherwise, I would have gotten stuck behind them for a little while.
We don't want that to happen. I woke up last night and heard the end of the TechNet. Boy, it was a pretty busy TechNet last night.
Was Gordon running it?
Yes, he was, but he is not going to be the running it next week. Somebody else is going to fill in for him. Forgot what he said he's going to be doing, but he's not doing it next Thursday.
Okay, I know he's going to the Navy Academy with the Scouts. That might be it. I thought he was there already, but apparently not.
No, I think they're leaving this morning for that, if I understood it right.
Yeah, Gordon's a good guy to know. Gordon's very technical, very knowledgeable about the hobby. I always enjoy picking his brain.
Yeah, last night the subject went on for a while about mobile installation and running wires through the firewall and what size wire and all kinds of stuff. That's what I woke up to.
Okay, that would have been an interesting one. I would have liked to have heard that. Wish they weren't on so late. Was it start at 9 or something?
Yeah, it starts at 9 o'clock. I don't know. I think it went a little longer last night because I looked at my clock when it was done, and it was pretty late. I keep my clock about 20 minutes fast in my bedroom, but it went on pretty good. I must not have realized the time, but I was listening for a good 20 minutes.
Yeah, there's a couple of subjects I'd like to bring up on one of those TechNet nets. Try to learn a little bit more about it. I'll talk to you about it when I see you in person. But it's too late for me. You know, by 9 o'clock, I've been asleep for 2 or 3 hours already. And then I'd have a hard time going back to sleep. It just doesn't work out. You know, unless I have a Friday off. And I don't, well, you know what? I do have a Friday off next week. I'm taking Friday off. We're going to the Meredith Vieira's show. My niece got 4 tickets to the taping of her show. Actually, it's going to be a live filming or a live taping of her show. And she asked my wife, her husband's going, so I'm going. We're going to make a day of it in Manhattan.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good, but a day in Manhattan in the winter, you better bundle up because it could be a calm day anywhere else, but in New York and Manhattan, the way the wind whips around those buildings, you could freeze to death there.
Yeah, I'm well aware of that. Yeah, I've got my my Gleebs. That's what the kids used to call it when they were kids. Where's my Gleebs, Mommy? Yeah, I got my gloves, so I'm all set. I'm trying to talk them into taking the train in. I think driving in is going to be a hassle. The train will be nice and easy. Get there, and we just got to take cabs where we're going, and then get back to Grand Central and take the train home. But knowing her husband, he's going to want to drive.
Well, if he wants to drive, let him do the driving. You just sit back and take it easy.
He's a bit of a hothead when he drives.
Oh, yeah, he gets aggravated at everything.
Stand by, I'm sneezing. Yeah, everybody's in his way and everybody's in the wrong.
Oh, he'd make a good New York City cab driver then, because they don't know how to drive at all. They just rag and beep horns, and they're nuts, those cab drivers in the city.
Yeah, that's why I hate driving in the city. Because you have to drive like them, and then I got my wife screaming at me. But yeah, they don't, I think they break off their turn signal when they buy those cabs.
Yeah, turn signals don't mean nothing to them. The way they bop and weave and all over the place. Well, you know what that is? Time is money for them. The faster they get the fare somewhere and pick up another one, it's more money.
Yeah, without a doubt. And if you're there, you know, like a civilian, whatever, trying to enjoy the sights and sounds of the city and get to where you're going in one piece, and you got to deal with these guys. Double, triple parking, doing all sorts of illegal maneuvers on the road. It's just terrible. And even when they're out of the city, they drive like that. I had one yellow cab, it was in Jersey yesterday, cut me off.
You don't have to tell me about cabs. I got a cab company right next door to me. They don't even know how to stop at stop signs.
Get a yellow cab right next to me. The guy driving it looks like he's all set to put on a backpack.
I got an email from Debbie last night addressed to me and you. It says, "Hello, hams. Just a quick warning. Mess up this business computer and there will be consequences. LOL.
Oh, why, you told her I was coming by to help you out with Echolink?
Yeah, I told her. And I found his email this morning when I got here.
Yeah, I won't be doing anything that should mess up your computer. I'm just going to make changes in the program itself.
You should have seen the repair I had to do yesterday. I actually shut the microphone and put off in the computer, and I had to figure out what the heck I did, and I finally figured it out.
Maybe before I get there, you should go in to the microphone input in the computer and put it back to its defaults. That way I can start from scratch with that, because I just want to change the Echolink program. I don't want to do any changes to the computer itself.
I don't know if I want to do that, but I'll see. What way do you get here? It doesn't take me that long to get into it. Just go into the control panel. I can get to what I want to do.
Yeah, because the program, the adjustments in Echolink should fix it. If that headset is adaptable with the program. We'll find out. Well, crap, I'm going the wrong way. I gotta go south, not north.
You must be on 17.
Yeah, I almost took 17 north. That's the way I would go if I was going home to 80. Like I did yesterday after I went to the bank. It was easier. Whoa. Easier for me to get on, what a sharp turn. Get on 17 north and then 80. East to the bridge. I did that. Traffic was all dead stopped. It was construction. I gotta keep that in mind the next time I try that trick.
I would not want that ride that you have every day. Not at all.
It's not too bad. I get used to it. Radio helps pass the time, too. Makes it go by real quick.
got a message from Steve before. He was telling me about something at work. And then he said, you got a temporary setup or something. He might be on, but he's going to have a very busy weekend. His daughter's got people staying over.
Yeah, been there, done that. I don't miss it. Life's a lot more relaxed to an extent. When you got little kids, you got little problems. When you got big kids, you got big problems. But a lot of the big problems are a little bit easier to handle. Plus, both the kids have cars now, so don't have to worry about picking them up, bringing them here, there, everywhere. It's a lot more relaxed. My biggest problem is not knowing who's coming home for dinner. So whether I should make something for them. So usually what I do is they like the tombstone pizzas. I usually have a couple of those in the freezer. So if they do happen to come home unannounced for dinner, they can always throw one of those in the oven.
Are they going to throw them in the oven, or is Daddy going to throw them in the oven?
They cooked them themselves. Their big problem is remembering to turn the oven off.
That sounds like the same issue with a dome light.
Yeah, but the dome light's not fire hazard. As far as I know, it's not. But yeah, I've left the oven on as well, forgetting to turn it off. But, somebody in the house always says, Dad, you still want this oven on? No. Hey, I just saw yesterday on my way down 17 to 80 East on the opposite side, the same side I'm on. I'll probably pass it now in a little while. A Harbor Freight. Have you ever been there? You ever buy stuff from them?
Me and Debbie might have bought some stuff for her father years ago for doodling around in the garage when he first retired. But no, I haven't bought anything from them in a long time.
Yeah, I'm just curious if they're a good company. Like Sears Craftsman used to be great years ago. Now I understand they've gone downhill. I think it used to be made in America. Now it's not. Someone, my Elmer, I think it was, told me that the biggest difference with tools that are made in America and tools that are made in China is in China they don't know how to forge metal the way they know how to forge metal here in America. Forge it, what the hell's the word? Something about the way it cools down to hardening it. And that's why the tools from China always break before an American tool.
Well, he was right, because I've got some old Craftsman stuff here, and eventually the open-end part of a wrench, you keep using it, it starts spreading and getting bigger and bigger. You spend the money that I spent on Snap-on open-end box wrenches, they don't spread, they don't do anything like that.
Yeah, because the metal's too soft. They don't have the process down to harden it the way we do. I guess it's a trade secret or something. I don't know. But, yeah, they get very soft after a while, and they start to, get wider. That's why I like Craftsman years ago when they were made in America, because they were a good quality tool, and they were reasonably priced. Snap-on's ridiculous. The prices they want for, one tool.
Charlie, you get what you pay for. I take a Craftsman wrench. In my early days, that's what I had because I couldn't afford Snap-on. And if you're using that wrench and using it and pulling on it, you start feeling that in your hand. You take a Snap-on wrench and start using it. It's a completely different animal.
I have one Snap-on tool. After I bought that, I said, that's it. I can't afford to buy these things. Actually, I should try to buy one tool a month from Snap-on. They used to come by the plant. I don't know if they still do. But I have a screwdriver. It's got a hollow handle. It's a red handle. Plastic handle. Some sort of plastic. It's hollowed, and you store all the bits in there. And it's a ratcheting screwdriver. And I love that thing. It works great. And it's never given me a lick of trouble. Just coming up to the light on Orient Way.
UK2BR. I bought Debbie's father two of them. The ratcheting, I bought him a long one, and I bought him a stubby ratcheting snap-on screwdriver to have in the garage.
Probably the most used tool in my house. Is a screwdriver. But I'd love to have a nice set of wrenches. I just gave Matthew a wrench to use. He's helping this guy out doing lighting and stuff for a show that's going on in one of the high schools. And he asked if I had a wrench or if I could borrow one from work. I said, I'm not borrowing one from work because you'll end up losing it and I'll have to pay for it. So I gave him one of mine, and I don't anticipate seeing it back.
Yeah, you should have sayonara to that as soon as you handed it to him. And 1OU, Katie 2BOR.
Turned on my radio by mistake. I was trying to lower the power on this radio. So I leaned on the volume control. Yeah, I told my wife that might be a good gift to get him for his birthday or Christmas, which are, you know, weeks apart or a week apart. So he's been a long way. But especially with the, you know, what he does and what he wants to do over the summer is, you know, work technical stuff on plays with this kid that's going to college for it. It's a good friend of his. He goes to UConn. He goes to UConn. And he's studying the technical theater. So Matthew likes to help him out. It's a good experience for Matt, too. But he's always looking for a tool. So I figured let's get him a nice tool case. You know, one of those soft, you know, like doctor bags, you know, filled with tools that he might need.
Yeah, you could buy some of them kits. You don't have to buy the most expensive stuff. It comes with screwdrivers, wrenches, you know, adjustable wrench, pliers. You can find that stuff anywhere.
What do you think, KD2BOR and 1LU? What do you think of Husky?
Oh, crap.
And ran a yellow. I hate doing that over here. I saw all these yellows up ahead flashing. I thought that was a flashing yellow. It turned out it wasn't.
And your question to Husky, they're not bad for a toolkit for the kid. That would be fine.
That's Home Depot's brand, right? Or Home Depot sells Husky?
Not sure. Never really looked at it.
Wonder what Lowe's featured brand is, or if they have everybody's. Stanley, that's a, is that an American company?
I think it was at one time. You never know in today's day and age.
Yeah, that's for sure. I gotta slow down. I get carried away over here on Schuyler Avenue. Nice and straight. Now I'm passing the bowling alley. I know there's been cops in there before.
And to get right back to you, gotta see a man about a horse.
Great, very good. N1LU mobile.
Should be getting close.
I just passed the Boot Town or whatever it's called, CVS corner. I forgot what that is. There was a cop sitting there in the CVS parking lot.
Always. There's always one there. Every time I go to Debbie's, I see one there at night.
I'm surprised I don't get pulled over just to be questioned why I'm in this neighborhood with Connecticut plates.
If you did something wrong, believe me, North Arlington would pull you over.
Yeah, that reminds me, I gotta get a new PBA card for my nephew. Gave my newest one for my 2013. Was it 13 or 14? I forgot now. To my son in Washington. Not that it'll do any good, but it might. So we gotta get a couple of new ones. Now that all the kids drive, I want to get four. One for each kid. All right, I'm here.
All right, door's open. Katie 2, be aware.
And 1LU, mobile.
Connected KD2BOR. uniform.
Technically, I'll be able to get off at 8, but I usually hang around because if I leave at 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to just get the rush hour traffic.
Last week I was in the two A&Ps up by me. I didn't see any Thumann's hot dogs. I don't know, but there must have been a run on them or something.
No, that's part of the reason why we're slow. We lost a bunch of A&Ps. Next time you go in, ask behind the deli counter, say, what happened to the Thumann product? And, you know, we need stuff like that to happen. Maybe they'll call us back, but right now we're out of a lot of them, and it really put a hurting on our company.
I'm sorry, I'm just getting up. Did they stop ordering them, or you don't have them in production, or what was the story again?
Oh, they stopped ordering them. They went with another company. I guess they get a better price or something. But you know, that's part of the reason why we're having short work weeks. We lost a lot of AMPs and a lot of shop rights, so that really put a hurting on our company.
Oh, that sucks, because I was really in the mood for having some Thumann's hot dogs. Okay, I'll definitely bring it up that I miss them.
I tell them you've been coming there for years getting the hot dogs, the Thumann products, and now they're not there, and ask them, say, where do you think I can get some? And see what they say. I'd be curious.
All right. What did they replace them with? And I hope they still have the big items like the hams and salamis and all.
No, they have nothing. Nothing from my company. They replaced it with Boar's Head and Dietz and Watson.
Oh, that really sucks. Are there talks going on that they might bring some of the products back?
What happened is a new buyer came in. You know, these companies, ShopRite and them, they have buyers that decide what brand they're going to buy. And they came in and they said, listen, if you switch over to this and this, I guarantee you, you know, 30% increase in business. So if that doesn't happen, there's a good chance that they'll come back to us. But that takes a while. It, you know, doesn't happen overnight. It may take a year or so for them to realize that their sales are no better or their sales are worse. So it's just a matter of sitting tight. In the meantime, we're trying to pick up other accounts as well. But you know, it's tough times at my company. I'm glad I've only got 5 years to go, because it's really quite scary.
WH2ZOC. Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Hope the company picks up some business elsewhere. This is WH2ZOC. I don't know if Rocky's still in there, or if you're ready to get on the air, Rock, pick it up.
Yeah, thanks, Don. KD2BOR. Yeah, I'm going to get out of here, guys. Charlie, thanks again. Don, good morning again. Sounds like you got to have a cup of tea or something to wake up. I'm going to start changing some tires here and do what I got to do. So, Charlie, maybe I'll catch you on the way home, probably maybe on 900 or something, unless you're going to check into the net, because today is net day. So 7-3, guys. KD2BOR. Over to you, Charlie.
Okay, very good, Rocky. Well, I'm glad it worked out for you. Sounds good. Yeah, that headset that I brought is a lot easier to deal with. You just plug and play it. Like I said, just remember to talk loud and try to get that microphone a little bit closer if you can, too. It always helps. But you sound good on it right now. Yeah, I'm going to probably check into the net, see what time I get on the road. KD2BOR and 1LU. Talk to you later. Over to you, Don.
WA2ZOZ. Okay, Rock, I'll be monitoring for a while, and yes, I'll probably make myself a cup of tea. I inadvertently picked the wrong tea off the shelf. It's not green tea, it's white tea. But, well, I'm sure it'll be okay as long as it warms my innards a little bit. And yeah, I got up about a half hour ago. All right, Charlie, what's your location now?
I'm not sure. I'm in Rutherford somewhere. I mean, I know where I'm going. It's just that I don't know that, you know, this area of town, what it's called. But there's no construction near my job, so I can go straight to work from here, from Rocky's place. Probably about 5 or 6 minutes away from work. Maybe 10 at the most.
Oh, okay, very good. So what is the coverage on the Carmel repeater, the 220? Does it have good coverage?
Gets to me in Connecticut, so that's pretty good from where it's located, but it's also a link repeater system. I don't know if the link is up now, but if it is, when it is up, you'll hear stations coming in from the West Coast. I used to talk to a state trooper on a Saturday morning. I'd go down there at 5 o'clock in the morning, put my call out, and I talked to him a couple of times. He was on his way home from work in Oregon. So it's a neat repeater. It's hooked up to some sort of a Alaskan repeater system. So you'll hear some 7 calls when the system is up.
Okay, very good. I need, I need one or two more states for my work to all states. Alaska is definitely one of them, but I would work it direct. I wouldn't go through any links or anything else. I'm sure that's also the ARRL policy. Well, what is the other state? It might be North Dakota. And once I get those two states, then I'll have the work states. Have the work till continents.
Oh, very good. I never kept track enough to know what I've done. I've worked most of the states, but I don't know if I ever worked anybody in Nebraska. I've worked Alaska, Hawaii, California, Oregon, where else? The Dakotas. I think I've done both Dakotas. A lot of times the Dakotas are tough to work, but I never kept track. I should. I'd like to get at least one certificate in my lifetime.
You probably have the worked all continents requirements.
No, definitely not. I don't seem to get Asia. I don't think my dipole is in the right direction. I think I favor north-south more than east-west. That's why whenever I do talk to... I have talked to Japan, but I've never worked anybody in China. And I guess China's a continent, right? Or Asia, where China is.
Let's see, the continents are... I think I'm on the 900 machine also here. Continents are Asia, Africa, North America, South America, Europe, Australia, Antarctica. I don't think Antarctica counts, although I do have it. Again, Asia, Africa, North America, South America, Europe, Australia, and Antarctica.
All right, well, I know I haven't gotten Antarctica. And I guess, is Japan part of Asia?
I believe it might be. I believe it just might be. Not 100% sure, but pretty sure.
If it is part of Asia, then I've got... all of them except Antarctica. I know I've never worked anybody in Antarctica.
I believe when I went for my work to all continents, I took a little day trip up to the league, and I don't think it was necessary. I don't think the Antarctica was necessary.
Yeah, but you have to have either a logbook or, I guess, confirming QSL cards, of which I don't have. I think I've worked Japan twice, and I never got a card. Probably because I never sent him one. But I'll have to concentrate a little bit more and try to do it. You worked the Mayan, I guess, what, 20 meters or different bands?
Mostly 20 and 15 meters. I'd say 80% 20 meters, 20%, 15 meters. And I brought QSLs to the league. And within a half hour of bringing up my cards, they rolled out my certificate for me.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I'll have to put a little bit more time into it and do it all over again. This time, make sure I get confirming QSL cards. I would like to get that. That would be a nice certificate to hang on the wall, worked all continents. And then I could work on worked all states.
I also, in my earlier days, I was a member of the QRP club. And I'm firing up the other machine also with some kind of interaction on the 442.9. Maybe I'm not going to go to the luncheon. Maybe that's something you could bring up at the luncheon. I paid my dues at the fireplace where we had our lunch. That was pretty hectic in there. So we didn't have any waiters or waitresses or anything, and there was a lot of people ordering food, and some of us had to stay at the table, and some of us went up to order, and the place was packed. Now, I forgot what I was going to say already.
Yeah, I just paid mine last night online. According to the instructions, I'm supposed to email a copy of the form back to somebody, I guess, to the treasurer. I was wondering if I could just bring the form with me to the meeting and give it to somebody, but I did pay last night, finally. I keep forgetting. I'm a procrastinator, and a lot of the times I'll say, okay, I got to do this when I get home. By the time I get home, I've forgotten what I have to do. But I was talking to Tony at 2FDU, I believe. I think he's the president of the club, and he reminded me that I have to pay my dues, you know, not reminding me personally, just said there's a few people that haven't paid yet. I said, yeah, I'm one of them, so made a mental note to do it as soon as I got home, and I did.
WA2ZOZ. What I did, I mailed in my dues. I added a little letter in the envelope. I believe it was it Tim, the treasurer? And I composed a little letter saying, thank you, I'm proud to be a member of the club, glad to help out. I gave $25 for dues, added that in a letter. $25 for Josephine to use as they will. I don't know what they did for Josephine, but I was happy to give the $25 in her memory. And I was really a good patriot to the club, and I added $25 for the maintenance. That I believe, like, that's the no antennas and equipment that went to putting up the new antennas and all, and possibly a new repeater. So I guess I was a good member, and I don't think I'll do it every year, but this year was a little bit different.
Sorry about that, just entering an email. Yeah, I just paid my dues. That's all I had time to do yesterday. Maybe later on I'll send a little bit more. I know they're thinking of getting a new repeater, so they wanted to make sure everybody was paid up. Then they had, I think, half the dues in, so now they've got a little bit more than half with my payment.
Okay, very good. What type of repeater are they planning on getting? What frequency, etc.?
The 440 machine.
Okay, I'm not sure of how much power this present 440 machine is is operating at. Do they have any specs on the new machine yet?
They may. I don't recall what they were. I do know that the machine will do, it's a multi-mode machine. It'll do FM, it'll do DMR, digital. I don't know if it's going to do D-Star, but it sounds like it's an $1,800 machine, and they said that the ASUS is having a promotion, so they really hope they get it. I guess they had to put in their name and wait to be drawn. But they've got a good, real good price on it, and it sounds like it's, you know, it's state of the art.
That is good to know. All right, I probably won't make the machine at Vitalis. However, it is fairly close back from the wheel. It's hell. It's probably like 12 minutes away from the wheel. And probably a little bit closer to Karlstad. I guess you're at the salt mines now.
Yes, I am. Getting ready to go inside. Just wanted to finish my coffee. But anyway, good to hear you on. Let me run. I'm going to try to check into the net today when I leave early. And maybe I'll catch you later. Like I said, if you're up, we can try that that O2 in Carmel, because I can get that when I'm on the Palisades. And for most of my ride home, certainly I can get it from the house. Keep in touch. WA2ZOZ, N1LU.
WA2ZOZ. All right, if I'm up, how shall I contact you? The net starts at 9, and how should I get in touch with you, and in what time?
Well, when you're up, just send me a text message, say I'm up, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay, very good. So, are you going, I guess you'll, we'll make the contact, from your home shack?
Well, I mean, the fact that you're up now, chances are you won't be up at 9 o'clock in the morning. But, yeah, that's fine. I can make it from my home shack, or I can make it from the car, depending on where I am. Once I get on, the Palisades, I can get into it, I believe. And I know when I'm going over the Tappan Zee Bridge, I can get into it. But from my house, I have no problem.
Okay, very good. Let's see. The window is probably, I don't know. Well, by 9 o'clock, I'll let you know if I'm up or not. WA2ZOZ.
Okay, very good. Catch you later. WA2ZOZ, N1LU, be clear.
Good morning, K1JMI.
K1JMI, W2TDD.
UA2SST.
I'm going to tell you, this is a very fast repeater. I'll have to get off. WA2SST, W2TTT. Good morning, gentlemen. Gordon, go ahead.
Yeah, good to hear both of you. We're just in New Milford here on our way to the Naval Academy with a bunch of scouts for the Science, Technology, Engineering, Math, Merit Badge Jamboree. So, how's it going, everybody? W2SST, W2TTT.
Good morning, all. W2TTT in the group, WA2SST Mobile. Here in Paramus on Route 17, where traffic seems to be just died. It's not moving too well here. I'm about a mile and a half north of the parkway, and it's just creeping along, so who knows? Good morning, Dick. Good to hear you. K1JMI in the group to take it, WA2SST.
Hi, Jack. It's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Nice that Gordon is going down to get the scouts all fixed up with new naval. How long will your drive be, W2TTT, K1JMI?
Oh, with all sorts of stops and things like that, probably about 6 hours, 7 hours, something like that. Yeah, it just it's a trip that keeps on giving. We actually take 95 and then we jump on to 13 in Delaware and head over to drawing a blank. What ultimately takes you down to the Bay Bridge and over to Annapolis that way?
Okay, I've done that once or twice. It's always a surprise to me. I just don't expect the topography to be what it is, and the thousands of little stores everywhere pop up out of nowhere. So you're very good. How many guys have you got on board? Go ahead.
Oh, I have three, but the group is, let's see, it's 19 scouts and 7 adults.
Well, certainly sounds like something we adults should be joining you in. It would be an awful lot of fun. It's a shame to waste it on all these young people, but I know that's what you're supposed to do.
There are some adults who are coming along because of that logic. Anyway, Jack, over to you. I got to jump out of the car in another minute to go pull some money. W2TTT.
Yeah, very good. Is that 113? I'm not sure if I remember all the roads down there. Yeah, I don't remember. Well, good to hear you, Sir Richard. I hope your holiday season was good. I don't think we spoke before the holidays. Maybe we did. I don't know. I can't remember much anymore, you know. I've been afflicted with this same thing that just about everyone on the East Coast has, with this tremendous pounding headache and